From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank, filling in for Madeline Brand. Coming up, President Bush is shaking up his diplomatic, intelligence, and military leaders. We'll get details on the man who is supposed to run the war in Iraq.
First, this week, a new Congress arrived with everyone talking about bipartisanship. Even the Republicans' new House leader, now minority leader, John Boehner, said that if Congress is going to disagree, it should, quote, be nice about it.
A touching thought, Alex, but what about the last decade and the jabs and smackdowns from both sides of the aisle? NPR's Mike Pesca asks, can the Democrats really let the healing begin even before the swelling has gone down?
They're called slights for a reason. But after a while, the slings and arrows of being in the minority add up. Parking, office space, and then there's the issue of having a big enough room to meet in. Norm Orenstein is co-author of The Broken Branch, How Congress is Failing America and How to Get It Back on Track.
The Republicans over the last several years denied the Democrats in the House the ability to hold their party caucuses either on the chamber floor in the House, which is where they traditionally were done, or in what's called the caucus room, this giant room in the Cannon Building of the House of Representatives. Instead, they gave them a room which held half their members.
The Democrats have said they will allow the Republicans to use the caucus room. That's a first step towards bipartisanship, and it seems like an easy one. Checking the nameplate on the door, hey guys, it says caucus room. What do you say we let them caucus here? But Orenstein says, as of recent years, simple, obvious niceties were tossed off in favor of convoluted, vicious snipery.
I think a lot of it was almost just the sadistic glee. For some of them, after years and years in the minority and feeling that humiliation, that we could turn the tables around on you.
As an expert on Congress, Orenstein meets with new members and finds they're almost always saying, we're not going to fall into this trap of nastiness. But then they do. Maybe it's political reality. A thin majority has a disincentive to give their rivals even small victories. But maybe it's cultural. Take softball. Last year, a new softball league was founded by Republicans to challenge the old Congressional Softball League, headed by a Democrat.
I'm a competitive guy.
Anthony Reid is the founder of the breakaway U.S. House of Representatives Softball League and Dennis Hastert's legislative director. Reid says the old league had a playoff system that didn't make sense.
And so, you know, you get to the end of the year, you play a good season, and, you know, the tournament playoff system, it wasn't seeded the way a normal traditional softball league was seeded.
In NFL, NBA, and NHL playoffs, to take three prominent examples, the teams with the best records play the teams with the worst records. That's what the Republican founders wanted for their new league, to reward success. The old league, headed by the Democrat, wanted to give a helping hand to those who were struggling. That distinction brought up enough partisan stereotypes for The Daily Show to file this report.
Politics never came into play on the field.
But that changed when the Democrats instituted a new, more liberal playoff system.
We designed it so that everyone has an opportunity to win at least one game.
In reality, the split is not the stark partisan breakdown that it was made out to be for comedic purposes. There are over 100 teams in each league, and in this case, Anthony Reid says that healing doesn't mean coming together.
Both leagues had tournaments. Both leagues had good participation. There's no reason you can't have two leagues. And, you know, you just are offering a choice of for folks to pick a league, which, you know, based on the way that they want to play their softball.
But politics is hardball. A few years ago, Congress canceled a tradition called the Bipartisan Retreat on Civility. Ray LaHood, a Republican of Illinois, always spearheaded the effort. A spokesperson in his office today said that despite the talk of increased niceness, there just wasn't enough interest to get the civility retreat up and running again. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Washington.